理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 18 Eleanor saw with great uneasiness the nervousness of poor Edward. She was delighted to see him, indeed, but was quite worried, seeing that he was so unhappy. The next morning, he joined Eleanor and Marianne at the breakfast table before the others came down. Marianne immediately left the room, as she wished to give the two time to speak alone. Just a moment after, Edward stood up to leave, announcing that he was going into the village to see his horse. Edward soon returned, commenting on the delightful beauty of the area. Marianne soon joined him in speaking of the natural charm of the hills and valleys nearby. Soon enough, Edward interrupted her.
"Marianne, remember, I have dull opinions in comparison to your sensibilities and taste," he said, looking a bit angry. "You must be satisfied with my honest opinions of nature's beauty."
"I believe,"
said Eleanor,
"Edward believes that many people pretend to feel more strongly about the beauties of nature than they truly feel. He becomes bored with such false emotions."
Marianne looked with surprise at Edward, and the subject was continued no further. Marianne remained silent till a new topic interested her. Soon after, when they were having tea, Marianne noticed a ring of hair around his finger, a present a lover would often give or a close relation.
"I never saw you wear a ring before, Edward,"
she cried.
"Is that Fanny's hair? I remember her promising to give you some, but I thought her hair was darker."
Edward looked quite embarrassed and looked at Eleanor quickly before replying, "Yes, it is my sister's hair. It must look lighter on my finger than it usually does." Eleanor believed the hair to be her own and felt satisfied, although she did not know how he had taken a piece of her hair, as she had never given a lock of her hair to him. Chapter 19 Edward stayed a week at the cottage. Eleanor understood that Mrs. Ferrars, Edward's mother, was quite controlling of her son, and would not approve of a long visit to the Dashwoods, as she did not approve of a connection between Edward and Eleanor. She was sure of his love for her, as she looked at the ring of hair around his finger. Immediately after Edward's departure, Eleanor began occupying her time with painting and drawing. Marianne was astonished to see how calm her sister looked after Edward's leaving. One morning, as she sat drawing, she was interrupted by the arrival of the Middletons, Mrs. Jennings, and a mysterious couple. The guests came into the house, and the couple was introduced as Mr. and Mrs. Palmer. Mrs. Charlotte Palmer was Lady Middleton's sister, a pretty, cheerful young woman. She was several years younger than Lady Middleton, and very different from her sister. She was short and plump, with a pretty face. She certainly did not have the elegance of her sister, but she was a great deal more agreeable. She came in with a smile, smiled all the time of her visit. Her husband was a serious-looking man of 25 or 26, with more grace and fashion than his wife, but much less friendly. He entered the room, greeted the Dashwoods quickly before sitting down at the table to read his newspaper, and continued to read it as long as he stayed. The Middletons soon left with their guests to return to Barton Park. Upon their departure, Sir John requested that the Dashwoods come to Barton the next evening for dinner. Mrs. Dashwood refused, as she would not dine at the Middletons more than they dined at her home, which she considered only to be politeness. Sir John declared that they must come dine at Barton Park, as his guests would like their company, so the Dashwood women were required to go for dinner.
"The rent of this cottage is said to be low, but we certainly pay in other ways if we always have to dine at Barton Park whenever anyone is staying with either of them or with us. The Middletons only mean to be kind to us now,"
said Eleanor. Chapter 20. The next day, the Miss Dashwoods went for dinner at Barton Park and were warmly greeted by Mrs. Palmer, looking merry as she ran to meet them. She immediately told them how delighted she was that they could see them, as she and her husband were to leave Barton the next day to visit their dear friends.
"I'm sorry we cannot stay longer. However, we shall meet again in London very soon, I hope."
The girls then informed her they would not be going to London very soon.
"Not going to London?"
cried Mrs. Palmer with a laugh.
"I shall be quite disappointed if you do not. You must come indeed. I shall be happy to take you around the city myself, at least before I give birth to my child in the spring."
The girls strongly but politely declined her offer to go for a visit. Later in the evening, Sir John, with a laugh, began asking Marianne if she had been walking near Willoughby's aunt's home. Marianne looked quite upset afterwards.
"Oh, don't be shy," said Mrs. Palmer. "We know all about it. His home in the country, Combe Magna in Somersetshire, is near our country house as well. We know young Mr. Willoughby extremely well. Although I have never spoken of him, but I have seen him in London many times."
Later in the evening, Mrs. Palmer went to sit with Eleanor.
"When is your sister to marry Willoughby? I would be so glad to have your sister as a neighbor in Somersetshire." "My dear Mrs. Palmer, if you believe my sister is soon to be married, then you know more than I do,"
Eleanor said, looking quite shocked.
"Don't pretend to deny it. Everyone talks of it. I met Colonel Brandon Monday morning in London, just before we left town, and he told me the news." "And how would Colonel Brandon know of such things?"
Eleanor asked the merry young woman.
"Well, when I met him, I asked him about the new family and the new cottage, and told him I heard one of them was to marry Willoughby. When I told him what I had heard, he did not say much, but he looked as if he knew it to be true. It will be quite delightful. When is their wedding to take place?" "And how is Colonel Brandon?"
Eleanor quickly asked, refusing to discuss Marianne's relationship with Willoughby any longer.
"Oh, he's quite well. He said many fine things about you. He seems to be an excellent man."
Eleanor was quite confused for the rest of the night after hearing such things from Mrs. Palmer about her sister's connection to Willoughby, which she knew very little about.